much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
The day has finally arrived. The wait is finally over. This monumental moment is now upon us. Let's get things started.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I made that bitch famous.
God damn.
I made that bitch famous.
All you are is mean and a liar and pathetic and alone in life and mean and mean and mean and mean.
I'm sorry for the realness.
And now,
I'm telling you, this machine is broken. Ask me a question.
Is Jay-Z really your favorite artist?
Yes, obviously.
Lie.
See, it's busted.
Is it? Or is your favorite artist really Taylor Swift?
No.
Lie.
All right, fine. She is. She makes me feel things.
She makes all of us feel things.
Our feature presentation.
Great Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a show I miss, by the way.
Yeah. Talking about Taylor Swift a lot?
Well, it's just Andy Samberg's character is a big fan.
I see.
Seemed appropriate in light of recent news.
I see.
All right, Allie McKay, how excited are you right now?
You have no idea. Beer Mug just walked in and handed me this beautiful red package.
Oh.
But who it's from
who it's
is
from.
What wowed me.
Okay.
It's from Jeopardy.
What?
What?
The TV show?
I guess so.
It's a good follow-up question for me,
I
right?
I was wondering what else you thought it might be.
Right.
Worth the TV show.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We talked about Jeopardy.
Right.
But I did something after we discussed Jeopardy. I did a little running on my Twitter of my name, at Allie McKay, mm-hmm. and then just the word Jeopardy to see how much I actually tweet about the show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Too much?
Like, I might ban me.
Have a problem?
Yeah.
Well, Jeopardy is your closest thing you have to a boyfriend.
It's
I
true.
Like that. I like
there
that.
You every night
you
at
might
7.
Ban you. I like
hey,
that.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't open it yet.
Bean, why are you being this guy?
I'm not being this
guy. Let me open it.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe it's
that's a great question.
Like an invitation from Alex, like, hey, be in our teen championship. And I'd be like, thanks, Alex, because those are the easy ones.
Okay.
Or maybe it's like, hey, Allie, come to dinner. Love, Alex. It's all centering around Alex.
If I had to put money down, I would say I would put it against both of those.
Okay.
Yeah. I
don't think it's likely that Alex Trebek, the host of the show, who's really only there a few weeks a year taping episodes, I don't really think he has much to do with sending out mail.
Oh, see, I see him show. In the mail room just
do
like,
you?
Hey, here's a little note. Thank God you love the show. XO.
So
keep
so
in
think,
touch.
You think Alex is actually in the office, even when they're not filming, just day in, day
not.
Out?
I'm thinking
day.
It's a T-shirt.
No, he's doing it from home.
I think it's a T-shirt.
A T-shirt.
I hope it's a T-shirt.
Could be a T-shirt.
Could be a T-shirt.
I was thinking some type of swag, something.
Yeah.
A beer koozie.
Swag makes sense.
Oh,
but
a beer koozie.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm also not
cozy?
Going to
cozy.
Roll out.
Cozy.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I'm not going to roll out an invitation to be in the audience either. I think you may have expired on being a contestant on Teen Jeopardy, if that's
okay.
what you said.
What about college?
I don't think you're eligible for college Jeopardy. Just not being in college. That's the only thing I take it there.
Okay.
So I'm going to say an invitation to – they tape it right there in Los Angeles. So I'm going to say an invitation to be in the audience and a T-shirt and maybe a bumper sticker.
Well, you're covering all bases.
Okay.
But that sounds like a pretty good guess.
That would be a great package.
Can I open it?
Well, no, we're going to do that later in the show.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not at all.
Oh, okay. a bag that says Jeopardy. I could use this. A Jeopardy hat? Oh, my God, this is the best. A Jeopardy shirt? A hat and a shirt? And a pen? A Jeopardy pen, Bean?
Oh, we didn't think of a pen.
Jeopardy pen? Oh, this is
what
something.
Is that?
I don't know. I'm nervous. Whoa!
What is that?
It just unfolded. It's like a Jeopardy frisbee, but it kind of exploded.
Didn't see that coming.
No. Oh, like you bring these camping and stuff?
A carabiner?
Yes. I could bring that
didn't
when I
see that coming.
Camp. And a keychain.
Wow. That is a lot of stuff.
That's
swag.
A lot. Oh, and an envelope.
They I just, was wondering if there was a note. Okay, here
wait,
we go.
Wait, it says stuff on the outside. She's gonna.
Allie, I'm still not a creep. Just figured you'd get more use out of these than I will. No, she's a lovely listener.
Oh, okay, good.
Also, she actually invited me to the show. P.S. The head writer said there's no such thing as tweeting too much about Jeopardy. So there you have it.
Mm. Oh, look at that. Validation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Encouragement.
Hold on. Hold on.
This is Christmas morning for Allie McKay.
What is it?
Hey, Alex. Don't tell me it's an autographed Alex photo. Don't tell me it's an autographed Alex Trebek photo.
Oh, my God. Not only is it an autographed Alex photo, it says, who is Alex Trebek? And then it says, I know. Because it's him. But here's the best. There's three pictures.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The other two.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Classic Alex Trebek.
Wow.
Like from the 70s.
Old school, sort of black afro and mustache.
Oh, and then this one must
be sweet.
From a show he used to host. Did he host something called High Rollers?
Oh, yeah. High Rollers. Sure. Sure.
This, I mean, I.
That's.
Wow.
That's classic TV memorabilia.
How about
right
that?
There. Why would they have that at Jeopardy? A headshot of Alex from a
because
show.
Because they're
it's not
awesome?
Jeopardy.
Because it came from Alex.
Right. This is from his own private stash.
It
I bet there's
be.
Like hair in here.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Alex hair.
I doubt he'll put hair in there.
Is there hair?
Is there a hotel room key also?
There's something else.
The crew are all out of town, but want to send you a pic when they're back. Oh, the crew! The Clue Crew, the ones that come on and they're like, I'm standing here in ancient Babylon. Oh, my God, I love these people so much.
Well, we've lost Allie. She's going to go
yes,
work at Jeopardy now.
Best. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Her name is Parisa. That's the woman. Yes,
that's very
she
nice.
Listens
that's
to Kevin and Bean.
Nice.
And
wow.
I've got to get frames now for all these Alex pictures.
You do. You're going to have a shrine.
You have no idea. Oh, my God. This is the best.
That is really
how
impressive.
Great is today?
That's today's
pretty I'm going to head home.
Okay. Well, you have peaked.
Oh, I was waiting for it. It was either you or Bean.
You have
to say,
peaked.
It is the best day, though. Oh, because you're going home.
Compare it with yesterday's 8 a.m. hour.
Oh, wow. What happened yesterday?
I don't know, but today's much better.
You guys.
Right?
Congratulations, Allie.
Thank you so much. You
that's
the
pretty
greatest
awesome.
Day of my life.
Okay, that's sad.
I know.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It ain't gonna lick itself.
Oh, my God. From Ray Donovan, it was wrong. Bean.
I'm not completely caught up
Bean,
yet.
Bean, why would you pull that?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. On the program today, he is one of the stars of Star Trek Beyond. He plays Bones. We've got Carl Urban on the program. Very excited. We have the Bachelorette Report, as that happened again last night. So we've got Ralph Garman and Petros Papadakis on the program.
I think this was, we're down to the final four now. And I think, if I understand correctly, JoJo is meeting their families. Is that where we're at?
I don't know. Ellie's getting very close. Distracting. She's holding a picture of old-timey Alex Trebek in front of her face. Also on the program today, we have a Trump date.
Ooh, wow.
Now, I didn't watch a second of that because...
What? How could you not?
Because it blows.
You
That's
didn't
how
see
I
it. How do you know it blows?
I didn't see it, but I did see a side-by-side of, is it Donald Trump's wife?
Melania, yes.
Giving a speech that's identical.
Only word for word.
Word for word.
To Michelle Obama's speech from 2008. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Because lazy speechwriters?
At first I thought maybe it's the same speechwriter, but then I thought, no, they probably don't have the same speechwriters for both parties.
No. And she claimed about a minute and a half or so into the speech that she wrote it herself. So
did
that,
she?
That's
oh,
going to come
great.
Back and bite her a little bit, too. So... Oh, it's just all very sad.
But we had Willie? Was it Willie?
Not Willie Ames. You mean Chachi?
No, from Duck Dynasty.
Oh.
I think his name's Willie.
Missed
maybe
him.
Was he there?
It is. Oh, yeah. He was one of the speakers, one of the featured speakers.
Oh, great.
And Chachi, of course, yeah, as Ellie mentioned, Chachi was speaking last night, too.
Dave, say his name on the air.
Willie Robertson.
There you go. Sure. Willie Robertson. And Antonio Sabato Jr., famous underwear model, he was one of the speakers last night as well.
Boy, they pull out all the stops, don't they?
Yeah.
Somebody joked last night, it's everybody who blew their audition for Sharknado 4 is who ended up at the convention. But it was some high drama.
And we also have 21 Pilots tickets for you to see the band and a meet and greet so that you can meet the band. So that's happening today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:52.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hi, Bean Baxter.
What's going on, man?
Life.
Yeah.
Life as we know it. I would like to play the new game, Kevin and Bean, Guess What's in a Box.
Yeah, right?
every day, if we could.
I felt like that went well, too.
I was so disappointed it wasn't a beer koozie. Because, I mean, everybody loves a good koozie, right?
It didn't sound right to me, but
and
I
yet
wasn't,
you repeated it.
I repeated that it, was but what, then I said,
glad
Kofi?
Everybody was looking for the beer koozie. And then, of course, Bad Example Bean said, well, there's got to be a bumper sticker in there. I mean, I don't know how often you get swag, Bean. I'm guessing not often because you live there on your on Death Island. But I don't remember, other than K-Rock and political parties, I don't know anyone who still manufactures the popular promotional bumper sticker.
Not a thing anymore.
For
huh?
anything, really. I've never seen anybody send anybody a bumper sticker.
All right,
so it was an interesting listen.
It was funny, Ralph, when I said koozie, it sounded wrong, but then she said it back, and I was like,
I
it must
it,
be right. Then I was like,
hear
yes,
it
it's
in
right.
My head
I'm
as
so
I
excited.
Said it, but then I realized, no, that's a koozie.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Okay.
That's
it wasn't
why
in there. It wasn't in there.
Tune in tomorrow, kids, as we play the new game, Kevin and Bean, Guess What's in the Box.
What about how much Jeopardy took care of Ally McKay, though? That's a package right
well,
there.
Well, let's face it. They need every listener they can get, right? I mean,
Jeopardy
no
is a
one,
very
no one
popular
show. That show.
Everybody
oh, wait
watches
a minute, that's
that
right.
show.
That's still a wildly popular syndicated
yes.
program, yes. I was being facetious, of course. Yeah, they don't need you is what I'm saying.
They're
but,
just
but
nice
which shows
they
how
did.
Nice they
yes.
are going above and beyond to send
exactly.
you that beer koozie and that bumper sticker. all their high-level promotional materials were included
were
in the
there,
box.
But that's okay,
I
guys.
Did. I'm guessing a bumper sticker.
I did.
You put it on the back of the Model A that you're driving.
I wonder who signs Alex Trebek's autographs over there.
What do you mean?
I'm just curious who the person is on staff that handles
think,
that.
I think you're wrong. It's him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you think
him.
It's... Oh,
totally.
You thought it was him. Okay, got
totally.
It.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of course.
What's he got to do? He works like 3 weeks a year. The rest of the time he could sign some pictures.
It's a pretty good gig.
He doesn't even have to groom his mustache anymore.
I do. What's that?
Doesn't he have to groom his mustache anymore? They used to take up a lot of time. But,
right?
Yeah. Now he's smooth face now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while. Anyway.
He's handsome.
Koozies.
Cozy.
Love the passion.
Love the
right?
passion, too. This is sad news for me, because this is one of my favorite, maybe my actual favorite Hollywood couple. But they called it quits after a decade of being together, Diane Kruger and Joshua Jackson.
That is sad.
It is sad. They're both enormously talented and charming people. And I said, I used to look at them and go, yeah, they got it. They got it down. They got it locked in. And apparently that is not the case. After
how long, Ralph?
A decade. 10 years wow. they've been together. And they've decided to separate, but remain friends, of course, because they are celebrities. However, good news. Talk about love that lasts. Leonardo DiCaprio and Nina Agdal are still together after a month.
Wow.
Right?
So that's a record.
Here's the Leo and Nina.
Right.
Oh, cool. The movie star and the Victoria's Secret supermodel apparently enjoyed a full-on makeout session, is how it's being described by witnesses on the sunny beaches of Malibu last Thursday. So they like to kiss each other, which comes in handy.
Which
now,
is Leo,
nice.
Leo has a very short, a small window. In
oh, yeah.
Date,
this is like
right?
four times as long as he's ever gone.
No, but what I'm saying is you have to be like between 23 and 2 months and 23 and 8 months or he won't go out with you or something, right? He's very specific with his taste.
That is what they call the DiCaprio sweet spot.
Right. There
yes,
you go.
And I believe that's still in full effect. He has dated, they had a list here, some Gisele Bündchen, Bar Raffaelli, Chelsea Weimar. I mean, just.
Yeah.
That's a catwalk.
Yeah.
His dating life is a catwalk.
Yep.
Like a high-end catwalk. Like Fashion Week catwalk.
He just orders out of the Victoria's Secret catalog when it arrives at his
most
home.
Most people order lingerie. He orders the girl wearing the lingerie. It's crazy. And if you're not over the Pokemon Go phenomenon yet, if you haven't decided, oh, I'm not sure, maybe this is just not for me. Maybe the fact that Justin Bieber is doing it now will convince you to put down your phone. He was spotted.
Maybe he'll walk off a cliff.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Yes.
Or one of those holes in the stage that he seems to find every once in a while. He was spotted roaming Central Park last Sunday night on the hunt for the rare Hypno Pokemon. So no word on whether he was able to catch Maul or not.
But, I hope so. Fingers crossed, right, everybody?
I hope he. Hope all goes well. New Star Trek. Star Trek Beyond premieres this Friday, but Paramount Pictures announced yesterday they're already working on the next one. No surprise. No word on the title of the new film, but there will be another Star Trek film featuring Chris Pine as Captain Kirk, along with the rest of the cast. Well, without, of course, Anton Yelchin, who they said will not be. That role will not be recast, the role of Chekhov.
All right.
But the new cast member, a new old cast member has been added. You may remember in the first film, in flashback, we saw Captain Kirk's dad, Chris Hemsworth, bite the big one.
Remember, why he ended up joining the
Well, no,
Academy,
that kind of always loomed large over his life when he was a kid because his father was a big deal in the Starfleet.
Right.
And passed away before he was born.
Oh, okay.
And so they have brought him back, and apparently it's going to be a time travel tale where Kirk will actually interact with his dad, George Kirk, sometime in the past. So, interesting concept already.
Are you surprised they're not going to recast Chekhov, Ralph?
Not really.
Has there been an incarnation of Star Trek, of the Enterprise Star Trek OG, without a Chekhov?
The first season there was no Chekhov.
Oh, how about that?
He was a late addition. Rumor has it, and this was actually confirmed to me by Danielle Koenig, who's Walter Koenig's daughter. She's a friend of mine. And the reason they added him to the mix is because this is 1966. You remember 67, I guess, when they added him. Wildly popular TV show at the time was a little program called The Monkees. And teen and tween girls were in love with Davy Jones of The Monkees.
Right.
And so they decided they had to add a cute boy to the cast to try to try to seduce some of the younger girls over to start watching Star Trek. And so that's why they went with Walter in the character of Chekhov. And he almost had like Davy Jones hair back in the day. And so that's one of the reasons they added his character.
That's funny.
But they also wanted to add a Russian because it would be more symbolic of sort of the Benetton aspect of the Starship Enterprise with all the different nationalities represented as showing us all getting together and sort of working as one. So in the 60s, during the height of the Cold War, to have a Russian working alongside an American was sort of a bold statement.
That was science fiction.
Yeah.
But we don't need that now because everybody gets along.
Right.
Right? So
see how far we've come? Look how much we are now all one people.
Right.
All everybody on Earth now, we all get along and we all work in concert together. We've
never
been more harmonious.
We certainly love and trust the Russians now.
We have really fulfilled Gene Roddenberry's vision of what the future would be like.
Correct.
Oh, that's warm. It's warm and fuzzy. Not as warm as a beer koozie, but still warm nonetheless. Today's celebrity birthdays, Queen guitarist Brian May is 69 years old today. Anthony Edwards, very talented actor. Remember him from ER, of course. And don't forget, he was Goose.
Oh, sure was.
Goose. I still mourn the loss of Goose. Oh, that canopy. Oh, Goose. He's 54 years old. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Now
that Hiddleston is dating Taylor Swift, I think he wins the Pale Thin Englishman Award.
I didn't realize that was an award.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got to pick one.
All right.
He's 40 years old. Jared Padalecki is 34. And UFC fighter John Jones celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Timmery Silva. Would you guess that's her name? Timmery?
Timmery,
well,
sure.
I mean, that's what it says.
Okay, from Glendora. Just won tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl and qualified to see Coldplay performance at a beach house in Cape Cod.
What
state is that in, Kevin?
That's pretty cool. Massachusetts.
Wow.
Wow,
ladies
Kevin.
And gentlemen.
Had no idea. Just threw it out hoping I was right.
That's
he didn't
excellent.
Even have to think
right?
about it.
Right?
I'm shocked
impressive.
You didn't because say I'm the state of Boston.
So smart. Yeah, well, I have said that 10 times before. So.
Your chance to win those Coldplay tickets are coming up as well here on KROQ. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Kevin, I know you don't watch the news because you're a kid. But I'm telling you, you are missing out on this Republican National Convention. You
don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid.
By the way, and the news is one thing. Politics is even worse.
Yeah.
I despise all politics.
I know you do. But tonight there's a professional golfer speaking.
Great.
I've never heard of. There's Tiffany Trump, who is not pretty enough to be on most campaign events, but they're bringing her out for the convention. Now, Allie, she's the one who's the daughter with Marla Maples,
yes.
I think, right? Okay.
Yes.
And how about this as a big closer tonight? You want to send the participants of the convention out into the night hyped up? You bring Dr. Ben Carson onto that stage.
Oh, no.
You bring Ben Carson on to close that mother down.
Oh, no.
Tonight is also Dana White, by the way. He's going to be speaking tonight. He's a longtime Donald Trump fan.
I feel like he should be last. Right?
I do, too. I think he'd be better.
Yeah, if you're going to end with somebody, it should be him.
And Governor Chris Christie, which I'm very excited about because he's going to have to pretend he's not still butthurt about being vice president. Yes, he's going to be very pouty. So all of that is tonight. Now, last night, a lot of people are talking about what a beautiful job Melania Trump did. Now, Melania, Kevin, has not been very active on the campaign trail. And by all accounts, she's a lovely, lovely woman. She is an immigrant, as you know. English, I think, is her third or fourth language, I want to say.
Yeah, I think she speaks like five or six languages.
That's just showing off.
She's a real, real bright lady, and she doesn't do a lot of speeches. But they had to bring her out last night because part of the job at the convention is to show the personal side of your husband, and that's what she was there to do last night. But there's been a little bit of controversy about her speech because some have suggested that maybe it is too close to a speech that First Lady Michelle Obama gave at the convention for the Democrats in 2008. And by too close, I mean parts of it are word for word, and it's a clear case of plagiarism.
How does that happen? Like, does somebody literally just take down the speech that Michelle Obama did and put it up on the prompter?
Look, Kevin, you went to high school. You know, we were pre-Wikipedia, but you know you find a piece in a story or an article about the thing that you're writing about.
Right.
You go, oh, that's so good. I'm just going to use that.
Copy paste.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, but I'm in grade school.
Right.
This isn't the Republican National Convention. They think no one would notice?
It does kind of seem like you would want to avoid that because it's a big moment for the future First Lady and you wouldn't want the controversy of it. But look, why don't we play the parts of the speech that are same and then I'll tell you because there's a very reasonable explanation coming out of Donald Trump's campaign.
Okay.
So let's hear the parts of the speech that some say are too similar.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, like you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
What?
That right, sounded real similar.
It's yeah. close. I
mean, it's not just close. It's 99% word for word. How does that happen? All right, here's a little more.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we...
It's close.
No. She's going to repeat those same exact
words
right now.
What we just heard.
We want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
What? How... does that happen?
Well, Bean said there's a good explanation.
There's a very good explanation, and I'm sick of the partisan politics. You're just trying to bring down a strong woman.
No, I don't care about any of them.
Donald Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort was on CNN last night with Chris Cuomo, and he said that there's no cribbing of Michelle Obama's speech. They are common words and values. She cares about her family. To think that she would be cribbing Michelle Obama's words is crazy. The attacks on Trump's speech are due to Hillary Clinton.
What?
Wait, what?
The presumptive Democratic nominee who is threatened by Trump. This is once again an example of when a woman threatens Hillary Clinton, she seeks out to demean her and take her down. It's not going to work.
So is Trump's spokesman trying to get us to believe that that was completely on accident? And that the attack is coming from Hillary?
The attack is coming from Hillary because she is threatened by Trump.
But it's word for word.
And she's trying to take Melania down, Kevin, and it's not going to work.
But they're the same words.
You don't get it, man.
I get that they're the same words. you don't ever see something like this on this big of a platform, ever.
It's a surprise. And Melania did say, Allie, you were saying that she said that she did largely write the speech herself? But clearly she had help. I mean, clearly.
She meant copied word for word?
Clearly she had people who were assisting her with the speech, as anyone would at this level, to have speech writers.
Right, but what speech writer wouldn't think, oh, by the way, that was not that long ago.
One working for Hillary?
Huh? Right?
Huh? Which, what, then what, got in and changed her speech to be word for word?
She was hired.
Oh.
And then she wrote that speech, and she's like, I'm going to get you, sucka.
The Trump campaign released a statement afterwards saying, in writing her beautiful speech, Melania's team of writers took notes on her life's inspiration and in some cases included fragments that reflected her own thinking. Melania's immigrant experience and love for America shone through in her speech, which made it such a success. That from the senior communications advisor of the Trump campaign.
What about the word for word part?
Well, that was left out of the release.
I can't help you with that. So
I see.
I guess what I'm saying, Kevin, is that's what you missed last night. Who knows what you might miss tonight?
All of it. I can guarantee you I will miss all of it.
Sit down.
All right.
Listen to this. 21 Pilots is coming to town, as you know. They're going to be playing the Forum on Saturday night. We are giving you tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. Not just to see the band, but to meet and greet the band. Both of those things. Kevin, what are we looking for this time around from Pilots fans?
We are going to play Listeneroki, which means you, the 21 Pilots fans, sing a 21 Pilots song.
And you don't have to be a great singer. We prefer you're not.
It's always funnier.
Yeah.
And we're not exactly positive which way we're going to go. If we can't make up our minds, we'll do a drawing.
Sure.
But we like to see, we just want entertainment value of any kind. Mm-hmm. If it's entertaining, maybe you'll be the one that get picked even if you don't have the best voice.
Well, we love the passion.
We love the passion.
We love the passion.
That's right. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll give away those tickets next.
One of the hottest bands in the world right now is 21 Pilots, and they are coming to town at the Forum this Saturday night. We've got your tickets, plus a meet and greet. You can win right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call Listeneroki.
Listeneroki, Listeneroki, that's the game we're going to play. Listeneroki, Listeneroki, come and sing and don't be lame.
All right, if you're the type of person who sings along with 21 Pilots when you hear them on the radio, or even better, when you're at their show this Saturday night, then you're the person we want to hear from. Kevin, your advice again for people as they prepare to sing.
We want entertainment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't necessarily have to be pitch perfect, but sure. We just want to be entertained.
Okay. All right, if there's a clear winner, we'll just award it. Otherwise, everyone goes into the drawing and someone wins the tickets at the end of the segment. Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's start with Jennifer in Anaheim. Hi there.
Hi.
All right, you going to sing us a 21 Pilots song?
Yes.
Which one? Which song?
Ride.
Ride.
Great choice.
Yes. Here's Jennifer.
I got for you, that's for you to say. We'd have a list of people that we will take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But I don't see to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. And I live for you, and that's harder to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know they're tonight. There are people back home, what you're talking to you. Then you ignore them still. All these questions are so real. Like, who would you live for? Who would you die for?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Just there. Very well done, Jennifer. Thanks so much.
All right, let's go to Ileana in Tustin. Hi there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm going to be singing Hometown.
Hometown.
Okay.
Here's Ileana. Good luck.
My shadow tilts its head at me. Spirits in the dark are waiting. I'll let the wind go quietly.
Okay, hold on, Ileana. Thank you.
Well, you said you don't have to be good. You didn't say that.
Right, but...
I love the passion.
I do love the passion as yeah. well. By the way, the ladies seem to love 21 Pilots.
Sure.
Well, hello.
Right?
They're two babes that are talented. What's not to love? You with me, lady? What? Sorry.
All right, let's go to Colin, who is calling from Chino. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Hi. What song are you going to sing?
Stressed Out, the chorus.
Stressed Out. Here's Colin.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time.
He's got a little right. A little Broadway in him. Did you guys hear that? Did it sound to you like that was from a stage show or something?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Didn't hear that at all. No.
All right. That's three contestants. We have time for a couple more.
All right. Let's go to, where should we go next?
I want to hear House of Gold.
House of Gold. Which lines? Okay. Line seven. Let's go to Fatima in
Hello?
Buena Park. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you going to sing? House of Gold?
Yeah, we're okay. Helpful.
Here we go.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me?
Right. I'd actually like her to sing everything. What I'd like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You. Did wow. you have you won Listener Oki before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling.
All right.
Are you a singer?
I try to be in the shower.
Same. That was very impressive.
In the shower.
All right.
Hold on.
Video or it didn't happen. All right. Let's try.
Bean.
What? No, I'm just saying. I would prove
that
she can really sing.
A lot of these listeners are a lot younger.
Have we talked to Ashley Long Beach yet? Line three?
We haven't. No.
All right. All right.
A couple more here. Ashley, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hi there. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to do car radio, considering that's what I'm listening to you guys on right now.
There you go.
I like the okay. synergy of that.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. I have these thoughts so often I got to replace that thought with what I once bought, because somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to find that my pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve. My skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving.
Wow, this is like a Halloween nightmare story. Jeez, I'm terrified.
Isn't that she sounds so happy doing
yes,
it?
Yes.
She's so full of joy singing those words. You're scaring us, Ashley.
Like the vibe I'm trying to
give up.
Well, okay,
that's the vibe you're giving us.
That's the vibe
you're giving us. Look, I don't try to be creepy either. Sometimes it just
it
happens.
Just happens. Right.
Let's do one more. Let's make it line 8, Westwood. Let's say hi to Denai.
All right, Denai, hi. Hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, sorry.
All right, what are you going to sing for us?
I'll sing Fake You Out.
Fake You Out.
Our second studio album.
All right, giving away 21 Pilots tickets for the Forum this weekend, plus the meet and greet. Good luck to you tonight.
All right. It's the same game today as it always is. I don't give you specific minute explaining this, and the rest of my mind have the bleeding lines that remind me of all the times I have committed dirty crimes that are perfectly fallen fitted to what I've done and what I'm doing. I'm brewing and losing, spewing, infusing, blaming me. That's what other kids are doing. What kids are doing, they're killing themselves. They feel they have no control in the prison itself. If you're one of them, then you're one of me. And you would do almost anything just to feel free.
All right.
All right. Of course, I am convincing.
All right. Okay. All right.
Like okay. Baker Boys battle rap right
wow.
now. This is something else.
I'm not positive that's what this is like.
I am very impressed with the, I mean, I do love the passion, but I'm very impressed with how many words these 21 Pilots fans know of these songs from their band that they love so much. Denai is in the drawing.
So
Fatima,
weird.
As
they
well,
know the
Colin,
words to the band.
And Ashley
smile.
And Ileana and Jennifer. Look, I love a lot of bands, and I can't sing along to their okay. songs like these okay. people are doing. I'm very impressed. All right. What do you guys think? I have a favor. How about y'all?
I have a favorite, but I love them all.
And we should have talked about this before I started the music.
Oh, okay.
I loved Ashley. She was the one that scared us.
I enjoyed
driving
her
in her car.
Very much. I enjoyed her.
Well. I loved her.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Allie?
I love the song House of Gold. And then when
okay.
Fatima sang it, I was like, are you kidding?
Bean?
I think I'm team Fatima as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I can see that as well. All right, should we?
Oh, okay. Have we made a decision?
And our winner is... Are you going to do a drawing or no? Fatima.
What?
Fatima. I was just kidding. How do you say your name?
Fatima.
Fatima. Congratulations, yeah. You won tickets. You're going to see the band, and you're going to meet the band.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Well done, and thanks for playing the game.
Listen to Roki, listen to Roki. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Roki, listen to Roki. You thought them were lame.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53.
We're going to talk to Dr. McCoy himself, actor Carl Urban from Star Trek Beyond later on this morning on The Kevin Bean Show. Also, it's a Tuesday. That means the Bachelorette Report. It's been a while since we had you and P together doing the report.
I'm a doctor, not a radio personality.
That's right. At 8 o'clock first, so Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
He's dead, Jim. Jim! He's dead, Jim.
Bunk.
Jim.
Spunk.
Captain.
Spock!
One man play.
Doctor.
Let me give you something for listening to us. You're nice. So let's be nice back. How about tickets to an advanced screening of Jason Bourne?
Yay!
He is back. Matt Damon returns as Jason Bourne. Tommy Lee Jones also stars in the film along with Alicia Vikander. Good cast. Bourne now. Remembering who he truly is, tries to uncover hidden truths about his past. Because he is born. Born
to be alive.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're having a special advanced screening at the Pacific Grove Theater on July the 26th. If you'd like to go, why don't you give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. And if you don't win, don't feel badly because it's in theaters everywhere on the 29th. So you can check it out then. First five callers through with the number get a pair of passes to see Jason Bourne.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
Right. Give that guy some of that. This is good news. Arnold Schwarzenegger is developing a new TV series.
Okay.
CBS TV Studios will produce the series. No network is attached to it yet. However, the new series will be called Pump.
Pump. I was not me in until that word.
You now heard me.
Now I'm in.
Pump. Will be about Arnold's early days at various gyms in California when he worked on his bodybuilding. So it's sort of a flashbacky kind of vinyl type look at the early days of bodybuilding in California in the 70s. When it was still an outlier, when it was still a sort of a weird spin-off sport that no one really thought about or considered legitimate, and the guys who did it were written off as freaks and flakes and fruits. In other words that begin with F. Hard to think of that now, but there was a time where bodybuilding carried with it a stigma of homosexuality.
Really?
Oh, very much so.
If you cared about how you look, there must be something wrong with you.
A lot of the guys in the 70s had to live with the stigma of mainstream media, excuse me, and people and other sports, including guys who spent that much time looking in the mirror and developing their physiques as somehow effeminate or homosexual. And that was a big stigma they had to deal with in the 70s. But guys like Franco Colombo and Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno ought to overcome that, and they did. And Arnold, of course, made it a mainstream sport to this day.
That could be an interesting show, right?
I think so, too.
Nope.
What is Why? Wrong with you?
Why not? It might be terrible, Kevin, but it also could be good.
Is Arnold involved?
Yes.
Okay, problem one.
But really, if you're going to make this show about this storyline,
it doesn't interest
who
me.
Who else do you have at the helm?
It also doesn't interest
McLovin.
Me.
McLovin.
Really? Yeah, McLovin. Good. Yeah. Good. I like it. I don't know. Sounds bad.
Why does it sound bad?
I thought this was subjective. I thought I was allowed to have my own opinion.
It's irrational.
You don't think there's a lot of fascinating material in that period in Southern California history with those guys? There's a lot of storylines.
I don't care.
What storylines do you see?
Yeah, what storyline?
Well, what storyline do you see with any story about characters and people going through a certain?
Hey, you want to work out at noon? No, dude, I'm doing a two-a-day today. I'm Team Kevin on
First
this.
First of all, if he's doing a two-a-day, why couldn't he do the second one at noon?
What time?
So you're
doing
not
the
a
first?
Writer on Pump, that's for sure.
I am not.
You're obviously confused.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Go back to your
Today's leg day.
Dude, leg day.
Your beer koozie. I'm guessing it'll probably be more than just guys talking about what body parts they're going to be working on.
Is Arnold involved?
Back to you.
Is Arnold still doing the Celebrity Apprentice as well, Ralph?
Yes. He will be the host and executive producer of that show as well.
All right.
Right?
Right?
Right. This is kind of cool. Coldplay got a little help opening up their North American tour on Saturday. According to Spin.com, the crowd was very excited at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey when a video was showed featuring Chris Martin's son Moses asking if the band could play something from the movie Back to the Future. That's the only way he knows Johnny B. Good.
Oh.
And so to help the band perform Johnny B. Good, out came Michael J. Fox.
No kidding.
Strapped on a guitar, and Marty McFly himself led the band as they rocked through Johnny B. Good and Earth Angel. And so everybody said they had a good time.
That's just incredible. Not interested. I don't care. I don't necessarily have that be good.
I'd like to see that.
How would that be good? What are you going to play? Oh, I have a guitar. I'm going to hit the strings. Oh, let me hit strings with a pick. Stupid. Is Michael J. Fox involved? It's awful.
No, that sounds good to me.
And while we're talking music, here's something Kevin and I can agree on. How about Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, Cypress Hill, their supergroup Prophets of Rage, released their first single yesterday. It's a new version of the Public Enemy track Prophets of Rage, done with this new all-star lineup, and it sounds pretty terrific. You can look for an EP from the band later this year, but in case you didn't hear the new single, here's a little taste. Prophets of Rage by Prophets of Rage.
Monday, it's a fun day, and it's happening all around the world.
Today's celebrity birthday. Brian May is 69 years old today.
Come on,
Anthony
Ralph.
Edwards celebrates his 54th birthday.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Benedict Prophets Cumberbatch of Rage. Is 40. Jared Padalecki is 34.
Anyway.
And John Jones of the UFC turns 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's a song from Prophets of Rage.
With choice, the king, the people's voice. Shout loud with the ears up in the crowd. Raise your fist up. We'll all lift up. Everything wrong with the system. People hungry and dying. They got a hole. This is the nature created. For the territory, let's turn the page. I'm in burn the stage. Clear the way for the prophets of rage. Give the king your life.
Pretty damn good, but Ralph has left the studio, so we'll be right back. Be sure to keep listening to K-Rock every hour, including this one, for your chance to win tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. They're coming in August. As you know, you qualify to also see the band at a private performance at a beach house in Cape Cod. Ally McKay is offering to go with you as a chaperone.
Don't let that sway you.
Right. But you should still try to win.
Unless it helps.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, Kevin.
Yeah.
Chip.
Yep.
Ally.
Yes.
All of you went to see Ghostbusters over the weekend.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
And all of you walked out with the same thought, which is another dumb guy named Kevin in the
Why
movie.
Why does the dumb character always have to have the name Kevin?
It tends to happen.
I mean, The Office for all those years.
I thought you were just being sensitive to it. No. No. It's always Kevin.
It's always named. He's always named Kevin. And Kevin in this particular case was Chris Hemsworth. And he was really...
He was not bright.
He was supposed to answer the phone for the Ghostbusters. And he picked up the phone. He said hello. And then he just hung back up. And they said, oh, did he hang up? And Chris, as Kevin, says, no, I just wasn't interested in the conversation.
It's very Kevin.
He doesn't understand that he's supposed to take calls and take down information.
Sure.
That dumb.
Sure.
And now, his name was Kevin.
In your defense, the Kevins aren't always dumb, because there was that Tilda Swinton movie a couple years ago, We Need to Talk About Kevin, where her son named Kevin was a serial killer. So at least sometimes
there's range.
They mix it up a little bit.
They mix it up from dumb to killer.
All right. So we always talk about this. Years and years have gone by. We have noticed that this is the trend. And then there's also something called a Kevin moment that has become a thing in this country. And that is where you...
Has it become a thing in this country?
Yes. It's sweeping the nation.
Okay. Melania Trump stole that part of the speech last night when she brought up the Kevin moment, but she did talk about it. It's shorthand for... I can't believe what a boneheaded thing I just did. As an example, Kevin, the time that you drove to the Forum to see the Lakers play and were sitting in the parking lot, an empty parking lot, when you realized it was an away game.
Okay, yeah.
That is a textbook definition of a Kevin moment.
That was last second decided to go,
yeah.
Picked up a friend, and fought. It was Friday night traffic.
Oh, no.
Fought all the way to get down there. And then saw the empty parking lot, looked on my phone, was like, oh, it's an away game. All right.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, that happens.
So that is a perfect example of what we are looking for. We are looking for your Kevin moment.
Here's the thing now. It's become, it's a Kevin moment, which means you're not responsible for you being dumb.
Correct. That's right. Yes. So you did something that was so boneheaded that you hit yourself in the forehead with your palm and you went, oh, that was such a Kevin moment. That's the topic on the table this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. I believe we had a call on the Afro line this week.
Well,
that,
right? Yeah, we did. This is in response to Stupid Allie, who started all this.
Yeah, I tweeted about a week ago. I set my alarm super early. I was going to wake up. I was going to buy Stone Roses tickets, book a flight to New York. They were playing at Madison Square Garden. I was almost done purchasing the ticket, and I thought, let me just make sure it's that exact date.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was June 30th.
What day was this date?
July 14th or
okay.
So I was off. I thought the show was at the end of July.
I
tweeted, you know, Monday, not off to a good start. Dumb move. And Brad Williams tweeted, oh, you pulled a Kevin. And I said, no, pulling a Kevin would be going to Madison Square Garden.
How dare you?
And then Brad decided, well, why don't you guys do a segment on it?
Yeah, and he called and left this message of his Kevin moment.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, this is Brad Williams. So we've all had a Kevin moment. One time, I booked 3 different tickets on the same flight to Dallas. That's right. I booked myself going to Dallas. A couple weeks later, I thought, ooh, I should really book that ticket to Dallas. I booked that ticket again. Then a couple weeks later, I thought, oh, man, that Dallas trip is coming up. I should book that ticket again. I booked 3 tickets just for me on the same flight to Dallas. When I checked in, the employee at the gate looked at me like I was insane. So that's my Kevin moment. What's your Kevin moment, everyone? Let the dumb commence.
I don't know that the tagline is let the dumb commence.
I don't hate it.
That is a classic Kevin moment story, though.
Yeah.
That Brad had, right?
Yeah. It's great.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. If they put Ramon on hold, he'd be a good one to get started with. He's on line one, and he joins us from Riverside on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
Hey, Ramon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
All right. Well, my Kevin moment was went out to get some lunch on a Sunday. Went to a restaurant I've never been to before called Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, sure.
Yeah. Well, 15 minutes later in the drive-thru, some guy walks by and says, hey, they're closed on Sundays. And, yeah, I just got out of there.
So you sat in the driveway for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was asking. I kept asking, like, hello.
Oh, into the speaker? Oh,
anyone? Did you get mad and start yelling at them?
No, I mean,
he was patient.
I didn't really notice anybody inside, but I thought they were just really busy. I was trying to be patient.
All right.
How sweet of him. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He was
That's...
trying to be patient. He's like, hello, excuse me.
Yeah, you know, I don't
want to bug anybody, but I've been sitting here for a while.
Hey, no rush, but when you get a chance, you can come out and give me some food. All right, Ramon, great call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to East L.A. Line 2. This is going to be Peter. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, so I got home. I'm really tired from work, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get out of these clothes from work. I'm so tired. And I just, like, got undressed in my driveway, like,
what?
Outside. Like, outside in my driveway.
Did you not realize you were doing that?
Yeah, I didn't realize, like, I wasn't in my bedroom, like, yet. So I just started getting
undressed. Oh, Peter.
That's a level of tired you don't want to be. Yeah.
And then somebody, I wasn't even that tired. I was just like, I can't wait to get out of these work clothes. I'm so done with being in, like, a work shirt. And I just started getting undressed in my driveway, and then somebody passed by and looked at me weird, and then I realized what I was doing.
Look, I bet anything our Kevin has done that a million times. He ended up naked in his driveway for whatever reason.
I was actually listening to you guys on the podcast, so
that's funny.
Like, influence.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Kevin, how
We're
about the time?
Fun, aren't we?
We sure are. How about the time we had the singles party at the Roxy?
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. So Aww. I go to the whiskey, and I'm there a little late, but I'm annoyed because nobody else is there yet. How dare you people not be there on time? I don't know, maybe 5 full minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh, this is the whiskey. That's the,
right.
The
wrong
Roxy.
Venue.
Wrong
yeah.
venue. But you remember right. the time that I went downstairs during the show
mm-hmm.
to get something out of my car and just went on autopilot, got in my car, backed up, started driving home.
And went home.
It was 7:30 in the morning. I didn't go home, but I was sitting at a stoplight about a mile away from work. And I went, what the? We're still on the air. I had to turn around and go back and park. And get that happened. Yeah, that happened.
Yep. All right. Your Kevin moment. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. I feel like there's a TV show in your Kevin moment. Don't
feel
you?
Like that would be a good one, no.
Talk to you next on K-Rock. Something about people named Kevin. That's what we are discovering. Not only in the movies or in real life or people who just have Kevin moments. Here's Kevin Bacon on a talk show recently talking about what it's like being named Kevin. I think you'll appreciate this.
I don't like the name Kevin.
You don't like it? Kevin, to me, it's just never sounded right. Like, it's like, and they've done studies that teachers are predisposed to not like Kevins.
Really?
What? Yeah, because, no, it's true, because they tend to be troublemakers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
in certain cultures, I think it's someplace in the UK, to call somebody a Kevin is an insult. You know, he's a Kevin. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And if you look at movies, a lot of times, they'll take the a-hole and they'll name him Kevin. It's just, yeah. No.
That
yeah.
is that's true. Actually true. So we're taking your Kevin moment story like Brian who writes in, once I was listening to the Kevin and Bean podcast in my car and I tried calling in to win tickets. That was my Kevin moment. That's exactly what we're talking about. Where do you want to start? How about Sandy, line 5, Los Angeles, up first?
All right. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty right. good. Just still laughing over our Kevin moment.
Yeah, all right.
My husband and I, we were in Italy. We'd taken a month trip. We were driving. He bought a European GPS. So we were ready. We had hotels. We were driving. We knew what we were doing. Okay, we're going from Torino to Venice. And we got to this place where all there were parking structures. And we circled it for an hour. Now, we're both educated people. We'd already been on our honeymoon. This is our 10-year anniversary gift.
Why did you circle it for an hour?
Because we had forgotten it was a damn island. It was 12.
So you were supposed to take a boat to get off the island, but you didn't know that. You were looking for a road.
Right. So we kept, there were like 6 parking structures. You park, take the ferry.
Gotcha.
Wow. We get surgery. And we're, you know, we've both got degrees and we're talking to each other and we're like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden he looked at me and goes, it's an island. And I went, oh my God.
We're the dumbest people ever.
It's a Kevin moment is what it is. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that, Sandy. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try, how about Eddie in Riverside? He's on line 4.
All right, line 4. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're all having a great time with Kevin moments.
All right, so here's my Kevin moment. After a long night of drinking with me and my buddies in Newport Beach, we got some La Ventina's pizza, and we started to trek back to the house about 3 miles. And after about 2.5 miles, I tripped over a bush, and I dropped the pizza box, and it was empty. And I thought the pizza had flew out, but we had already ate it, and we didn't realize it, but we carried an empty box for about 3 miles.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right. Alcohol was involved, clearly. Thank you for the call.
Let's try Lomita, line 2. This is going to be Jennifer, her Kevin moment. See, even the ladies can have Kevin moments.
Yeah, great. Hey, Jennifer.
It's so cool that you think I'm a lady. Thank you.
What's your story, Jennifer?
What had happened was I was in the ladies' room at work, and when I came out of the ladies' room, it's like my brain transported me to my home ladies' room, because when I came out, I hadn't unzipped my fly yet. I forgot that I was in a work bathroom that had 4 stalls, and one of my coworkers was like, what? The what? Like, looked at me like, you're an animal.
So she's just walking around at work with her pants down, like Kevin does.
Like you do sometimes. That's
all right,
not
Jennifer,
so bad.
Thank you for the call. Hector writes in, one time I came home from high school and I took a nap. Well, I woke up at 8 o'clock and I freaked out because I knew I was supposed to be at school at 7:30. So I got up, took a shower, changed, went in the living room, yelling at my mom that I was late for school. I saw the confused look on her face and then it dawned on me that it was 8 p.m., not 8 a.m. the following day.
Yeah.
So he had just taken a nap. I think a lot of people have done
I've
that.
Probably, I've probably done the Saturday thing where you get up and you realize you're late for work. I've probably done that 15 times.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Couple more real fast. Let's try Amanda Long Beach, line six, please.
All right, Amanda. Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's your Kevin moment?
My friend posted in the morning on Facebook that there are 85-cent short stacks at a local restaurant. And I'm like, oh, that's what we're having good for dinner. I shared it with my husband. I tagged him. Like, yeah, this is what's for dinner. You're on your own. I take my toddler. We go. We ask for the special. And she's like, oh, confused. I show her the post. And she's like, oh, that's for IHOP. You're at Denny's.
Oh.
And it was 58 cents, too, by the way, not 85 cents. Even worse.
Bean. Wait, do you know that for real, Bean? That?
Yeah, because it was IHOP's 58th anniversary. That's why they were offering this special. Don't come at me with pancake details.
We're going to need another call-in topic of Bean moments. We got to talk to Joy in Studio City.
All right, one more.
Here. That seems like this is Good not morning. Ideal. Hi, Joy.
Good morning.
You did what?
I walked into a wrong funeral.
How long were you there before you realized this is not my loved one?
Probably 20 minutes.
What? Oh, my gosh. Wait,
yeah,
what?
We were talking to
How were you there for 20 minutes?
Well, because, you know, I mean, it's a Filipino funeral, and we walked into another Filipino funeral.
Okay.
So, you know, this is the right funeral. We're talking to people, two of us, and... And we even started crying already.
Oh, no.
Look, Filipino lives matter. You're allowed to cry.
I know.
I'd like to suggest that we...
How great this guy was.
I would like to... Did you speak? Did you get up and speak?
No. But what happened was we said, okay, well, we're going to go pay our respects. So we made our way to the coffin, and it was the wrong dude.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Oh, it was like an open casket?
Laughing.
Oh, yes. How terrible to start laughing at that moment, too.
We started laughing. And the widower, whatever she was, she looked at us like, angry, like, why are you laughing? And I'm so sorry. And then so we just walked out.
I'd like to suggest maybe it's no longer a Kevin moment, but a Joy moment.
That's a good point.
Yes, how about that? Thank you for calling.
I still love me the Weezer so much.
Same.
Mm-hmm. They're the best.
Yep.
They make me happy. I hear their songs, it makes me happy.
And nothing makes you happy.
And nothing makes me happy.
So this is great.
Hey, this is the biggest week in the life of a man who has had an extraordinary number of good weeks. And I'm talking about Donald J. Trump, the next president of the United States. Hit it, Steve.
He's the guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
He will be officially nominated tonight as the next president at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. A little bit of a rocky start on night one last night, so we welcome Mr. Trump back to the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Donald.
By rocky start, you mean amazing start. It was incredible. It was a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic night, and everybody is talking about what an amazing, amazing night we had.
You had the guy from Duck Dynasty and Chachi as your featured speakers last
night. Willie Robinson, one of the great spokesman for the conservative cause was there.
Right. Uh-huh.
We had Steve Baer from
Steve Baer.
Happy Days.
Scott Baio. I think
whatever.
Is who you're talking
about. I don't know.
Scott Baio.
Oh, I feel like you should know his name.
But he was there, and he was very tan.
He's very tan. Right. Yes, right. He was. Antonio Sabato Jr., the underwear model, he spoke because why wouldn't he, right?
Absolutely. When you think... Republicans, you think underwear, right? It's the best combination. He was the greatest underwear model ever to speak at a political convention, in my opinion. Just fantastic. A fantastic underwear model and the guy who wears a lot of underwear. And I know, because I have some of the best underwear in the world.
Is that
best
right? Underwear. Wow. Okay. All right. And, of course, there is, and I apologize because I know she's your wife and you love her, but there's a little bit of controversy around Melania's speech.
How great was she? She is an amazing immigrant, first of all, and she loves America, and her speech I thought was fantastic, okay? people just loved her and loved everything she had to say.
You're right. The speech was very well received, and people thought, you know, for someone who's not comfortable public speaking, she obviously did a very good job with the speech. But there are some concerns that large portions of it, paragraphs at a time, were plagiarized from a speech that Michelle Obama gave in 2008.
That had nothing to do with it.
But
no
it was
connection whatsoever.
It was identical.
That she used very common words. And that's all. There's a lot of common words that people use when they're talking about things. She said the a lot, and a, and. What, those words, what, no one can use those because Lion Michelle Obama said it before?
Well, it was not just words. It was whole sentences, paragraphs even.
Sit down.
I am sitting.
It was an amazing speech. Melania wrote it herself. And she's an incredible, incredible writer.
Okay.
And I can't help it if Michelle Obama somehow stole her speech from the future.
Okay. How would that even work, Mr. Trump? I mean,
time machine.
You think the Obamas have a time machine?
Yes, obviously.
So they came forward to last night, found Melania's speech, and then went back to 2008 and gave it?
Thank you.
that's what you're saying?
That is the perfectly rational explanation. Look. Like I've always said, this, and I said this years ago. It's in one of my books. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Okay.
That's what I was saying last night, and that's what Melania was saying last night.
Okay, that wasn't that was you. Okay. That was President Kennedy. That wasn't you at all.
I said to Melania on the plane last night, I said, honey, I have something I would tell you from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. I said that to her.
That was
purple rain, purple rain.
That's a strange thing to say just out of the blue.
And I remember looking backstage talking to Mike Pence, and I said, you know what? I'm the one who knocks, okay?
Okay.
I'm the one.
You didn't write any of these things. These are not you.
They're afraid of me because I'm the one who knocks.
Not only did you not write them, but they're pretty famous on their own.
That's what she said.
Okay.
See, that too.
I also, first of all, anyone who doesn't like what Melania said last night, if she's accusing her of plagiarism, you can call Becky with the good hair, okay? That's what I always say.
What does that mean?
That's
Donald?
A Beyonce lyric, and you didn't come up with that either. Look, all you're doing is repurposing other people's words for you and your wife's own speeches.
That is not true. These are all original thoughts. And I will make him an offer he can't refuse if he doesn't believe that.
Right. See, that's the Godfather from 50 years ago.
Godfather.
Bazinga. Listen, let me tell you one thing.
All right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Okay.
And you other brothers can't deny, okay, that you don't bring me flowers anymore. So we can imagine all the people living life in peace.
Donald, you're stealing all of this.
Ice, baby. That's all I have to say to you.
Okay.
Can't touch this.
All right, you're not even making any sense. Just stop.
I'll be back.
He's a guy you love to hate. That was the Trump Day.
Sit down. 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. And you're listening to The Rodney Show and just heard the Bengals. All the bad things are happening this weekend. So many deaths and so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, BC Butcher is going to be showing at Comic-Con.
Oh, your movie.
Coming up.
Comic-Con.
And that's on the 23rd.
It's for Russians.
No, actually, that's on the 20th, actually.
What?
At Comic-Con on Thursday, the 20th.
The 20th, okay.
You see BC Butcher, along with Cato Kalin is in the movie. I'm in the movie.
The Wednesdays.
And the Ugly 20th. Kids. And then, of course, Comic-Con goes all weekend long, but Thursday is when they're showing all the screenings. And that's in San Diego.
Right.
And then that's on the 21st, actually.
Oh, it's the 21st. Okay.
I got all the dates all wrong. And then the Cow Cells.
Oh.
And Flo and Eddie and featuring the Turtles are playing.
Right.
Over at
when?
At Span Theater.
Okay.
And that's on July 23rd.
You sure?
And then don't forget that
what?
Kill My Croquette is also on July 23rd.
It's a big night.
And at Reseda at Maui Mall in Reseda.
We're not talking about Comic-Con anymore?
And then
Comic-Con.
Kill My
What?
Yeah, that's on the 23rd. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really, really, really tired. And here are the monkeys.
Okay, we'll let you lay down, Roddy. I'm sorry for asking too much of you, sir. Hey, the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and the old P himself, Petrus Papadakis, coming up right after 8, though. First, here's the showbiz beat.
Good news for Star Trek fans. CBS and Netflix have paired up to bring the new series to 188 countries around the world. Of course, in the U.S. and Canada, you're going to have to subscribe to CBS All Access to get that new Star Trek series. But Netflix will carry it internationally. So Star Trek fans around the world will get to see the new Star Trek, which people are talking about, because, of course, Star Trek Beyond in theaters this weekend. And Paramount also just announced another sequel. This time, Chris Pine will return as Captain Kirk, as will Chris Hemsworth as Captain Kirk's dad, George Kirk. They're going to run into each other at the supermarket or something, I guess. I don't know. They haven't seen each other in a while. I don't know.
Dad, is that you?
Hello there, Jimmy.
Last hour you said he died before Chris Pine's character was actually born.
Chris Hemsworth, who played George Kirk, who was in Starfleet before James Kirk was in the first film. He dies and leaves a large legacy for Chris Pine to try to live up to in that first film. So I assume we're going to dabble in some time travel in this next
story. Donald Trump knew what he was talking about then.
Same story with the latest Ghostbusters reboot. The all-female reboot did very well at the box office last weekend. It was a hit. It wasn't a massive hit, so people were speculating whether this franchise would move forward or not. Sony Pictures has answered that question. It is definitely alive, and there are already plans for a sequel in the works. The Ghostbusters world is alive and well, said Rory Brewer of Sony. I expect Ghostbusters to become an important brand and franchise. While nothing has been officially announced yet, there's no doubt in my mind it will happen. Because we need to move all those boxes of Ecto Cooler that we have in the back. And they're just sitting on the shelves. So somehow.
Now, the problem, one of the problems that the original Ghostbusters sequel had is, what do you do that's different from the first movie?
Bust
more so
ghosts
great?
Is what you do.
Are they going to run into the same problem here? Because they've already pretty much ghost-busted, right? How do they not make the next movie look too much like this one, I guess, is my question.
Things happen. Things evolve.
Bean, things happen.
Okay. So you guys are all comfortable with this?
I'm fine with it.
They already set it up at the end of the film that the villain from Ghostbusters 2 will be returning as well for this second film. So you're going to get a lot of that.
All right.
And Paul McCartney was in Boston at Fenway Park on Sunday. I don't know if you saw the footage or not, but somehow, some way, Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots got on stage.
Oh, dear.
And he was playing air guitar.
Oh, jeez.
There he was.
Air guitar to Helter Skelter from the Beatles' White Album.
No.
And jumping around like an a-hole on stage.
He's
He's
festive.
Why?
Yeah.
No one can answer that question.
Crazy.
The only thing that's really clear is that Paul McCartney had no idea who he was or why he was on the stage. You've never seen a man look more confused as to why the giant, thick-necked person was playing air guitar and running around on the
stage. How long did that happen before someone did something?
Well, he didn't sneak on. I mean, he walked in from the wings.
It looked
like he was an invited guest from someone. He didn't crash, Kevin.
But he wasn't supposed to be on the stage doing that, correct?
Well, no, that's not correct.
So it was a surprise.
I mean,
to
Bob
Paul?
Weir. Bob Weir came out from the Grateful Dead. He strapped on a guitar. He was playing along. So it looked like he was an invited guest by Fenway Park or by the promoter or someone. He was legitimately there. But once he got on stage, it was obviously he had no business being there. Not in a security standpoint, but just from like an embarrassment standpoint. So that happened. And why?
Why? I'm not sure he added anything to the performance.
But he was playing air guitar and jumping around.
He was doing that.
How funny would it have been if he had fallen and broken his forearm on stage? That would have been
funny
hilarious.
Or expected? I mean,
both.
The guy does.
He breaks
bad
a lot
things.
Of forearms.
Yes.
He has like 17 forearms.
Is that right?
And he's broken them all. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. Today's celebrity birthday is UFC fighter John Jones. Speaking of breaking bones, 29 years old.
Can we just call him ex-UFC fighter at this point?
Wow.
The suspension went through, right? 2 years or something like
yep,
that?
Yep. That's what it's looking
Look,
like.
Look, he couldn't even pronounce what they found in his urine.
So he couldn't have taken it.
Right.
That's his defense.
You can't swallow anything you can't pronounce. We all know that.
Is that the defense?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a crazy defense.
Jared Padalecki is 34 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch turns 40. Anthony Edwards from ER for many seasons, but also a great film actor, 54 years old. Most recently, Anthony Edwards, I think I saw him in Billions, I want to say. I think he was a judge in Billions.
I think you're right.
And
okay, take it easy, Bean.
And Paul Giamatti has worked him.
Yep.
Worked him right into retirement. Sweet. And Queen guitarist Brian May. 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Every hour here on K-Rock, you can listen to win your chance to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. They're playing August 20th and 21st. Plus, you qualify to see a private Coldplay performance at a beach house in Cape Cod.
I'm just excited about being able to listen to Win My Chance. That sounds like fun. Hey, it's Tuesday morning, and I think you guys know it's the most magical time of the week because it's time for the Bachelorette Report.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he loves the Bachelorette. Yeah. With Petros Papadakis always watching it. Yeah. Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on the Bachelorette. Ow!
Our old friend Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money radio show on AM 570. We haven't spoken with you in a while. You've been on vacation. How are you, son?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning,
good morning,
Pete. Good morning, sir. Last night's Bachelorette, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, dramatic, chaotic.
Wow.
Boring.
How dare you, sir? It was
hometown sucked.
Hometowns,
you know,
are
it.
Awesome. I love the hometown dates because you get to meet all the crazy families that these crazy men come from to explain away all the crazy.
Now, and for the most part, are the families as crazy as the person on the show?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. They're all damaged goods.
Well, here's the deal, though. I mean, it goes to show that the bachelor or bachelorette and going on the show is not a victimless crime. These people didn't sign up to be exposed for their idiocy on network TV. They're in it because their son is trying to get laid and then be famous. It's terrible.
Well, they should have thought of that before they raised poor children. You reap what you sow.
People want to be on TV, and you'll see what they'll do to their families in order to achieve that. They'll splay out their organs for all of us to make fun of,
right.
And it's horrible.
And who created those people who want to be on TV? These families. They get what they deserve. It is the hometown dates. We started off in Colorado with Chase. Chase, who...
this was horrible.
They ran a test, and apparently he has a pulse. They said last night that they put a little Chiron and said, Chase, yes, he is alive. And they put him in Colorado to meet his family. And, of course, he comes from a broken family, which explains so much. And
explains why he's dead inside.
Exactly.
And he doesn't speak. So then the whole time he's in Colorado is based on why he sucks and what his family did to him to make him suck.
So JoJo got to meet mom and dad separately because mom and dad don't really talk anymore.
Oh.
So first up, she met dad, and she sat down with dad on the couch, and Chase hadn't seen dad in a while. And Chase had some questions for dad that I think, I don't know, maybe be better posed to him, not in front of a national audience with cameras on and in front of a girl he's never met before. But Chase wanted to know some things.
I mean, the divorce and all that stuff, it hurt me a lot, but I do see how much you love your wife. I've just had a hard time understanding why it hasn't worked. Why did not your first marriage work out?
Why don't you love mommy?
Oh, no.
You don't ask why don't you love mommy in front of the new girlfriend of national television cameras.
No, did she kick him off right there?
No.
Because she should have.
No.
And then the cowboy dad is... Everybody's dad is a cowboy, by the way.
That's true.
On The Bachelorette. And the cowboy dad is like, I made some bad decisions, son.
I was climbing the corporate ladder, son.
I was out all night. I didn't do what I was supposed to do by you. And then there's tears. And I love you, son. And JoJo's sitting there with her fake nose and her fake breasts. Her fake smile.
How about you turning on JoJo?
Oh, JoJo sucks. She's funny.
You're the worst. So then JoJo got to meet mom and the sister and the cousins.
Hey, was that the mom from the Wonder Years?
No, it wasn't. But she did look a lot like her. And mom, I think, really liked JoJo because she rattled off all of the characteristics that every mother wants in a girl that her son brings home.
She's darling, great laugh, loves dogs, hates fish.
right? You want a girl who hates fish.
Who hates fish?
Everyone hates fish, Bean.
Is that a thing?
That's the kind of woman you want for your son, is just one of those girls who just hates fish. Oh, well, who would just
you got
punch...
those veneers, the bones get up in there.
She would punch a haddock right in the face, that JoJo.
even kale? Does she eat kale?
Oh, of course. Hates, kale's the worst fish of all.
Hates fish? That's the weirdest thing ever.
Then we moved on to Chico, California, where JoJo had never heard of a city called Chico, California before, but she found herself there with the family of Jordan Rogers. Jordan Rogers, I don't know if you're familiar with the last name Rogers or not, but apparently one of his brothers, Aaron Rogers, is a professional football player. Mm.
You wouldn't think they would mention that.
Yeah, you would not know it by the amount of conversation there was about Aaron surrounding the date. There wasn't really Jordan or anybody else there. It was about a dude whose face was blurred out in all the pictures in the background.
It did become a game of where's Aaron and why isn't Aaron around? And we really got no answers. It got to be a sort of a David Lynch-esque mystery regarding why Aaron is no longer part of the Rogers family. Before she met the family, JoJo once again posed the question to Jordan.
So I know your brother Aaron's not going to be here, but
right.
What is, like, is that something that we don't talk about? Will it come up?
No,
how
I don't
do you
want?
Come up. I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't need to be a. Doesn't need to be a topic. I'll just tell him we talked about it. And
That won't be a topic that you would say around my family ever. Don't ever bring that up.
Don't you feel like he should have gotten that answer ready before he went on TV?
Well, he did. He addressed it earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And
maybe he didn't make it this far.
Yeah, could be.
But then she gets to meet Luke, the third brother, Luke Rogers, who is Jordan's older brother. And she just can't help herself. She's got to ask, hey, your brother Aaron.
Why do they all have the same hair?
Well, everybody on the show has the same hair.
It's like a dancing Pentecostal flume on their head.
They have one haircut, buzzed on the sides and long on top, into a Johnny Bravo pompadour. That's all they have. And so JoJo had to bring it up with Luke.
The conversation that Jordan and I have had about the whole situation with your brother Aaron, he kind of filled me in a little bit on it. I can tell he, like, really misses Aaron, but he doesn't like talking about it, really.
Something we don't really like talk about a whole lot.
Nobody will talk about Aaron!
What happened?
It hit me last night as I was watching it. Aaron Rodgers killed a dude. And they can't bring it up because he'll get arrested.
Not an odd thing that these guys that make $100 million playing football or basketball or whatever don't have great relationships with their families. Kobe sued his mom.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, but his mom was selling his memorabilia.
Well, so what? The point is, okay. It's tricky when these guys make a whole. Yeah, his mom sold his memorabilia, so sue your mom publicly on a national stage and humiliate.
All right, I take your point.
Great idea. But my point is, it was creepy that they had like a glass of wine and a setting for Aaron, and he wasn't there.
They did have an empty chair.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was odd.
Why would they do that?
It's Olivia Munn's fault. She's an evil succubus.
Or, more likely, Aaron Rodgers killed a dude.
I don't think probably either of those.
Are we talking late night hit and run?
Yes.
Killed a dude? Are we talking like strangled a guy with his hands at the Starlight Room in San Francisco? Killed a dude?
No, we're talking about the hit and run in Chico.
I don't know what's happening.
Probably his JV coach. Then we go to Florida with Robbie. We're in St. Augustine with Robbie. By the way, Robbie, I don't know if you know this or not, P, was a former competitive swimmer.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of trophies at the house.
That's his media tag. Is Chiron on every episode?
Competitive swimmer.
Robbie, former competitive swimmer.
Yeah,
so
I don't think he has a job.
I don't think he has a job these days. But he used to swim. We know that much. And here's what happened. You see, Robbie ended a relationship just months before he began his journey on The Bachelor. And we knew eventually this was going to come back and bite him in the ass. And his mom tells him,
"Oh,
honey, people are starting to talk." And
wine-soaked Florida mom.
By the way, she had a couple cocktails. And he got accused of the worst thing you can get accused of when you're on The Bachelorette. P. Right? It's the worst thing anyone can say about you.
Not being there for the right reasons.
I talked to my mom, and apparently, out in the world, there's chatter.
About what?
My past relationship.
Okay.
And apparently, people are saying that I'm not here for the right reasons.
It's on.
If that's going to happen.
But yeah, he swears that he ended the relationship well before he fell in love with JoJo.
He might as well club baby seals or kill guys like Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
They're not there for the right reasons.
But, as bad as it gets.
But JoJo believed Robbie, and she believed that giant throbbing vein in his forehead, too. Apparently, she believed both of them that they
he's got the Julia truth.
Oh, he's got a massive throb. Just an embolism just waiting to burst right out of his forehead.
Fake. He's got like a Kewpie flume.
He does have an odd odd top side there to his hairdo, that's for sure. And then she goes to Texas. She meets Luke and his family at a giant old Texas-style barbecue. Could not have been more charming. By the way, JoJo in the cut-off shorts and the cowboy boots, P. Come on.
Yeehaw.
Right. And she likes Luke.
Maybe you want to go to a three-story Hooters in Dallas.
She likes Luke, but he never really came. He never opened up to her and said, "I love you." And so she realizes towards the end of last night's episode that Luke is the one that has to go because he never said, "I love you." So she, in an unprecedented moment on The Bachelorette, she announces to the audience before she goes to give out the roses who she's going to be sending home. It's got to be Luke because he never said, "I love you." Oh, wait a minute. Luke has a little something he wants to say before the rose ceremony, JoJo.
I told you that at the end of the night that my heart is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you left, I felt like not only did I want to tell you that, but I needed to tell you that I'm in love with you.
Oh, this changes everything now.
No.
And we see JoJo out on the tarmac. Outside the hangar.
Just people haven't sobbed like that on a tarmac since Busey got killed in Point Break.
Right. That's a great reference. Or when Busey got killed in the Buddy Holly story. He's got a bad story with planes, that Busey. And she just crumples to the tarmac, just drops to her knees in her blue spandex superhero-like uniform that she was wearing. And she doesn't know what to do. She's out of control. She has no idea what she's going to do. And that's when we see the three dreaded words, P.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Oh, are you kidding?
But an exciting week next week. We get
Wait,
to find
so she
out.
Kicked no one off?
No one got sent home last night. We'll find out on Monday night next week what
it's
happens there.
To kill 20 minutes next week.
We see that. And then on Tuesday night, it's a two-night Bachelorette event because on Tuesday night, then the men tell all. So it's just, okay. it's a cornucopia of blessings from our good friends at The Bachelorette.
They only had 2 hours last night. They couldn't also kick a guy off the show, right?
I don't like your tone.
It's all right. Petros will be back next week here on the Kevin and Bean Show for The Bachelorette Report. And don't miss him with his good friend Matt Money Smith starting at noon today on AM 570, right ahead of the Dodgers Nationals game this afternoon. P, thanks for joining us. Ralph, great job. This has been The Bachelorette Report.
Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's The Report on The Bachelorette. Ow!
Actor Carl Urban plays Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek film. He reprises that role, and he'll join us on the show just after 9 o'clock this morning. Also, keep listening for your Coldplay tickets coming up on K-Rock. First, though, Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air. This is our voicemail 24 hours a day. We set up just for you to call and leave us a message on any topic, 323-520-AFRO. What's going on today?
How come no one is asking the important question here?
All right, what do you think he's talking about? The important question here. Why is no one asking about this?
That is wide open, isn't it?
Here you go.
Allie, do you wear white pants?
I see what you did there, sir. You're wondering if it's butt stuff. Right. Is it butt stuff? It is butt stuff.
It is, okay.
Is it butt stuff? Yeah.
There are a lot of theories on Pokemon Go. I'm not positive I've ever heard this one.
You know who's behind this Pokemon Go thing? The cell phone companies. Why the cell phone companies? That's because they got quit killing dolphins. All the dolphins are dying from the water bottles we're using from walking around eating all these Pokemon thing. SeaWorld doesn't want us to have any water bottles, so they save all the water bottles. That's why the cell phone companies are out there making Pokemon Go, so we use all the data and use less water bottles, and then SeaWorld thinks we could house dolphins now. Dolphins are behind Pokemon Go. That's why we got to vote for Trump.
I didn't know Alex Jones also listened to our show.
How about a Pokemon rap?
Yo. I got Pokemon, got a lot of Pokemon. I've been catching Poke since my ass was just a little man. These bastards try to take my Pokies, but they don't want to see my Pokies. Because I got Pikachu, I got freaking Pikachu. Little yellow bastard, he gets pissed and then he screams at you. Pika, 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 sucker. And now I got your Squirtle, sucker.
right. That was a message that was left for us.
Yep. That was it. Bean is talking about driving an RV from Seattle to New Orleans.
Oh, jeez.
And this listener is spot on.
Guys, I do not know how K-Rock is not sponsoring Bean and Donna's trip across America and live streaming the whole thing. I think that is the greatest idea possible. And Bean, maybe you can get it expensed. I mean, listen, it's genius. Get it done.
I think that's smart.
That's a great idea.
Have one of the big RV companies sponsor it. Put all cameras inside. We can just monitor the whole thing.
Correct.
Brilliant.
Now, the whole
how
way,
are we not doing that?
The whole way to New Orleans or just to Idaho when I run the RV off the road into a ditch?
Well, I mean, we'd like to see that as it happens in real time.
Can we just call Mike Thompson RV right now? Let's do this.
Let's make it happen.
Yes.
Bean a lot of times denies that he has Asperger's.
Well, which, I don't. That's why I deny it.
We've given him the test like 20 times, and he scores about a 99 on it each time.
Bean, you could not have more Asperger's if there was an In-N-Out in your butt.
Well played, sir.
Bean told us he was going to do the coolest thing that anybody has ever done.
And was I right? Did I oversell, or was it the coolest thing anyone had ever done?
It was not the coolest thing anyone's ever done, and you oversold by about 300%.
Now that I've finished listening to this tapier bit, the thing wasn't even pregnant. Like, I mean, if you gave it an ultrasound and you got to see the little baby, I mean, that's something at least. So basically, you did nothing, Bean. You did nothing. I honestly don't believe you, dude. I think that you do this to intentionally drive everyone crazy. I think you do that intentionally. I think you know how lame what you're doing is. And you're like, oh, I'm going to make it seem like, oh, I really, really enjoy it. Or maybe you're just that weird. I don't know. But, oh, God, you frustrate me, Bean.
Look, it's not my fault that Ulan wasn't pregnant. The important thing is that I got to give her a sonogram, and it was awesome. And I love that I did that. It was really fun.
If I could just give you a little insight, Bean has been teasing us with, I'm going to do the coolest thing that's ever been done in the history of human civilization.
Mm-hmm.
For about 3 months.
Yeah. Right. Because we had to get it on the schedule. And then it finally happened. I got to go to the Woodland Park Zoo and do that.
Right.
And it's a dream come true for a guy who's a tapir enthusiast like me to be able to give one a sonogram. Come on. What's not to love about that?
Hey, Kevin. So you thought a tapir was a giant worm?
Oh.
What the hell? That's a tapeworm, and it's not even giant. And you can actually see the gears working in your head. How do you survive life?
How do I survive life?
We have often asked.
That's a great question.
So I'm sitting here listening to Young, Wild, and Free. Mm. So I would get drunk. I'm jamming out, and all I can think of is, Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
We don't have time for that.
Oh, I think we do.
So what? He's drunk. So what? He can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KRO. We've got a special guest to talk to about it. It's like you take a, you catch a fish in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like. Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years. We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red. Monday morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. And how often have you used it? Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one? Where were you?
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
When you roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Oh, my God.
I saw him as a comic, what do you call it?
Gavin's color commentary.
By the way, just for the movie theaters, all site, all do not. There's no all that. There's not.
It's not a hard one, but if you heard it,
but it is the way you heard it.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you a regular duck fan? You watch all the time. Him?
Yeah. Not even an accident. I mean, it's not even. You don't do it on purpose. You also don't make accidents. You know, you have to do it like they say.
Yes,
and you see these sites you never knew existed, but they're right up here, and it just hours.
But the photo shoot really looked good.
So what? He sounds drunk. So what? He can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunky.
Now that's par for the cake. For the course. I got it. That's a toss-up.
Disadvantage
in this story.
When good men fail to stand up, bad yes. triumphs, or whatever that is.
We need an update for when the book comes out on DVD.
What did you do?
Are you here to protect us? Not hot?
That song is over, and now we will speak. It's the Kevin and Beecher on the world famous K-Rock.
I need to do the Dave plan next time. I need to do the Dave plan next time. I'm not drunk.
We owe every one of you that listen to the show a great debt of gratitude.
I don't think that's what I meant to say.
So what? He sounds drunk. So what? He can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunky.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
Let the dumb commence.
This is cool, you guys. We're giving away tickets to go see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl in August, and you qualify to see a private Coldplay performance at a beach house in Cape Cod. We want to thank Ingrid Myers Rose from Long Beach and Andrew Rivera from Covina, our most recent winners. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance coming up. All the details at krock.com.
And it is 8:53.
Bachelorette report earlier this hour. Why does it seem like Petros hates that show, Ralph?
I think because he hates it.
Is he hate watching it and you're love watching it? Is that what's happening
here?
He
hates it. I don't know, but it's been a...
I like the conversation, though. I like
it. It's been a progressive spiral.
It really has been.
Because you seem to genuinely enjoy it.
Love it. Love The Bachelor. Love The Bachelorette. Love Bachelor in Paradise.
Uh-huh.
Love the whole franchise. And
right.
He used to. He would come in here. The reason he became my co-host of The Bachelor / Bachelorette Report was that he would come in here to talk sports and whatnot, and we'd spend an hour in the office talking Bachelor or Bachelorette, and how much we loved it and how great it was.
But then when we started the feature, he was already declining in his love.
It's been
for the show.
He's been a toboggan to hell ever since.
I feel like he's doing the Bachelorette Report for the wrong reasons. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, don't. You do not.
Snap. Not coming from a pure place.
The terminology from the show against him.
Right. But I feel like he's a faker at this point. And I wonder if we're going to have to recast that position for next season.
Wow, this got dark.
Mm. That's all I'm saying. I'm just throwing it out there. I just feel like we're losing
one call to Crispy Harrison. It's all over, boys and girls. We've got a brand new co-host.
All right, 8:54. It's Tuesday. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Speaking of The Bachelorette last night, huge ratings, as always, because America loves it, and rightly so. It was a big tie. The big shows of the night, big tie. There was The Bachelorette. And then there was a what appeared to be to me, I just saw it briefly, a rerun of The Love Boat.
What?
Yeah,
Love Boat?
Yeah, because it had Scott Baio was on it, and Antonio Sabato Jr. and Donald Trump. It looked like a Love Boat episode.
I got bad news for you.
I saw a bunch of like C-list celebrities on talking and stuff.
That was the Republican National Convention from Cleveland. They're nominating Mr. Trump as their candidate tonight.
Antonio Sabato Jr., legendary underwear model.
Sure.
And star of
General Hospital.
All right. I knew somebody would have something. He spoke on behalf of Donald Trump, and much better. You did yourself a disservice if you just watched Scott Baio and Antonio Sabato Jr. give their speeches. Their pre-written, pre-arranged talking points. The fascinating stuff came when they were being interviewed by the press after their speeches. Antonio Sabato Jr. especially was interesting to me. where he said that Obama was not a good president. That was no surprise. But because he is on the other side.
The other side.
Right. Well, that's what the that's what ABC knew. And they said, excuse me, what was that? Other side? What
meaning
other side?
Meaning Democrat.
No, meaning the Middle East. He's on the side of the Middle East. He is with the bad guys, said Antonio Sabato Jr. He is with them. He is not with us. Because he is not a Christian.
Okay.
He said, Obama, I mean, that's not a Christian name, is it?
What?
And so the newsman said to him, hold on. So you're saying that we could never have a Jewish president, or we could never have, for example, a Muslim president? Would that be impossible? Here's Antonio's answer.
Do you believe that we could never have a Muslim president or never have a Jewish president?
We had one. We had a Muslim president for 7.5 years.
You believe that President Obama is a Muslim?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
And that is based on what you feel in your heart?
That's what I believe. Yeah. And you know what? I have the right to believe that, and you have the right to go against that, but I believe it.
You can't deny his evidence, which is he feels it in his heart.
He does feel it.
But wouldn't that be like me believing the earth is flat, Ralph? It doesn't make it so. There's no evidence.
Do you believe it in your heart?
If I believe in my heart, it's okay?
Yes.
You believe if you're enough. An underwear model as well, though.
You can't just be wrong.
Together. If you believe and you clap, then Tinkerbell can fly.
Look, I get that he was born in Kenya. I accept that. I don't buy.
He's on the other side.
I don't buy that he's a Muslim. Based on what?
Obama's not a Christian name, is it?
Wow, this is insanity.
No.
Maybe I should watch.
This is America. This is America. It's not insanity.
Wow.
And everybody's saying Melania Trump gave a speech and she plagiarized, which I don't know. I had to go back to the tape and find out. And I think she did plagiarize. She did. She plagiarized. Well, you'll hear it.
He will never, ever give up. And most importantly, he will never, ever let you down.
Never gonna give.
Speech from Rick Astley.
She Rickrolled us.
She Rickrolled us.
Holy crap.
Melania Rickrolled us.
Charb Royal.
He'll never give you up. He'll never let you down. He'll never turn around and desert you.
Was every word she said taken from someplace else?
Yes. Donald will not eat green eggs and ham. He will not like it, Sammy I am.
Wow.
What do you think of her sexy Estonian accent, though, Ralph?
I found it difficult.
Difficult to hear?
You thought it was sexy, Bean?
Well, you know, the Eastern European models, it's a good look.
I think Bean is of the ilk that would enjoy the mail order bride process.
Oh, agreed.
I think.
Oh, agreed.
I get the sense
no
that
question.
If he had his druthers, that's the pool he would dip his toe in when looking for a new mate.
You are close, Ralph. I would be into the mail order robot bride.
Well, you know, my theory is they put the wrong chip in Melania before they sent her out. That was the problem with last night. They gave her a 2008 edition instead of upgrading her down to the factory there in Stepford. They didn't put the right one in.
So. Well, once you take her out of the box, she's not worth much anyway, I guess.
Oh,
no, you got to keep her in the box. That's how they keep their value. They got to keep mint. Otherwise, they're not collectible.
Comic-Con she's been through you enough, anything. You guys.
I'm sorry?
She's been through enough.
What has she been through?
She's
exactly?
married to Donald Trump.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
But he will never let you down.
That's awesome.
And he'll never give you up.
Love the passion.
I do too. New movie in the works based on a popular app. Of course, that's the thing now. That's where you go. You know, screenplays, they're so 20th century. People writing stories. You got to make your movies about apps now. You need Tetris and the Emoji Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad T.J. Miller's going to star in the Emoji Movie. Now it's got everything for me.
Right.
Now what?
Tinder. The Tinder Movie.
The Tinder Movie.
Yep. Warner Brothers just announced Worst Tinder Date Ever. A movie in the works about a couple in Los Angeles who go on a Tinder date that generates disaster. But they fall in love anyway. Huh? Come on.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you do a porn parody of the Tinder movie, though? That's the only thing I don't know. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. John Jones. He used to be a UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't get out of his own way.
A little asterisk next to his career. 28 years old today.
How do you say that? Asterisk.
Nope.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Thank you.
Jared Padalecki's 34 years old today. Benedict Cumberbatch is 40. Anthony Edwards, 54 years old today. We were talking about Anthony Edwards in the last hour. Talked about the fact he was on Billions recently, and someone scolded me for not bringing up Goose. But I would like, in my defense, I brought up an hour previous.
Yeah.
We all
remember
you did. Goose. Yeah. And don't forget this one. Gib, you hear this? It's the waves, Gib.
Who could forget that?
Right?
Yeah.
What movie is that from, Kevin? Gib, you hear this? It's the waves calling you, Gib.
I don't know that one.
Star Wars?
The Sure Thing.
Star Wars?
John Cusack, The Sure Thing?
In the pool.
Anthony Edwards trying to get his buddy to come out to California visit him.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
And the chick, and she was
Nothing there. I'm trying to find it in my head, but it's not there.
You never saw The Sure Thing?
Oh, it's a great movie. That's Ione Skye, right?
No.
Oh, she wasn't the star of that?
No.
You're not helping.
Daphne Zuniga.
Oh, Daphne Zuniga. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're thinking Say Anything.
I sure am.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Are. Yeah. Very different.
Very different.
Very different.
Because she was not a Sure Thing.
She was not.
He had to kickbox and get into her heart.
Kickboxing Sport of the Future.
Good
may have heard of it.
Fashion way.
Yep.
Now hiring both locations.
You know what else is great in Say Anything is
Aldridge?
No.
Taylor.
Taylor. Lily mm-hmm. Taylor, yeah.
Is this the segment we're doing is who was great in a movie?
Yes. I feel like...
How great was she in Mystic Pizza?
Right?
Remember? Oh, she's wonderful.
And guitarist of Queen, Brian May, celebrates his 69th birthday today. I'm kind of proud of being. We've said Brian May is 69 all day long.
Yeah.
Not one snicker. Our little boy's growing up.
Right?
Right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How great are these Star Trek movies?
Fantastic. They're great.
I mean,
love them.
Seriously. Imagine what the pressure was like to reboot that franchise. You won't find fans that are more particular about the way they like their Star Trek than the Star Trek fans, right? And just to universal acclaim. One right after another. Such great casting, such great movies. Allie, you said you got friends who've already seen the new one?
Yeah, my friend saw it last night. Both of them went off on how great it is. Everyone needs to see it. And these are not people that I thought were Star Trek fans. And they're insane
awesome.
About this movie.
Well, I mean, look how dreamy the cast is. How can
you
go wrong?
Let's be honest.
Right? I mean, Star Trek Beyond opens everywhere Friday.
Shut up and take my money.
We'll do it. We're very excited to welcome back to the program Carl Urban, one of the stars of the show. Of course, he is Dr. Bones Jones. Hey, Carl, how are you, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Are you in a car on your way to the White House right now?
No, I'm in a plane on the way to the White House right now.
That's so much cooler.
It just sounds very pretentious, but I'm super excited for a good cause.
What is the good cause beyond the Obamas are taking advantage of being able to see free movies in the White House for a few more months?
We're showing the film for a group of disabled vets, which I'm super excited about. I think we all really greatly appreciate the contributions, to give something back to them.
So, Carl, you got a call, and the White House wants you there, and that's okay, that's pretty good. And then you're also doing good work with it, so that's pretty good. This is a win-win.
That's a win-win. It is. It is a win-win.
Why did they ask for you? Do you know? I mean, are they going to audit you or something? Because normally a win-win comes with a bit of a loss somewhere.
I don't have the answer.
Okay.
Dumb luck, mate. Dumb luck.
All right.
We've got this new space movie opening up this Friday. You've got to come check it out.
What? Yes, I have heard something about Star Trek Beyond. Is it a joy to play this character with this cast, Carl? It looks like it would be a lot of work, but also a lot of fun.
Oh, man, we have a blast making this movie. We shot this up in Vancouver. The last couple we shot in L.A., while we missed L.A., we had a lot of fun in Vancouver. The film rocks.
And tell me about Justin Lin. When you bring in a new director on a franchise like this, they oftentimes put their own stamp on it. And it certainly looks like from the trailers that I've seen that he has. I mean, this is a guy who knows how to make action.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. You know, he's directed these Fast and the Furious movies, hugely successful. And, you know, he's a long-term fan of Star Trek, so he really gets it, you know. It's he was able to bring all that passion and love for it and, mix it together with that storytelling sensibility he's got, and you can really have the best of both worlds.
And it looks like you spend a lot of time outside of the Starship Enterprise in this movie. I mean, some really crazy location shoots.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but, you know, the Enterprise gets busted up pretty quickly. The crew gets dispersed and into these unlikely pairings, and then, you know, we spend the movie trying to not only get back together, but trying to sort out the bad guys. So it's a lot of fun.
I read somewhere that you actually weren't going to come back. What changed your mind?
Yeah, you know, I had another film that I was in negotiation to do, and we got a call saying they were going to make another Star Trek movie. And I, you know, got on the phone with the director, and once Justin outlined what the film was and his vision for it, I would have taken a big amount of me to turn it down, and I'm so glad I took it, because we had such a fun time making this movie.
That's the voice of actor Carl Urban here on The Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about Star Trek Beyond in theaters everywhere this Friday. I also read something that was really interesting to me, Carl. Tell me if this is true, that until this movie, they had never organized the bridge on the Starship Enterprise to be able to shake, to be able to just shake you guys up in the event of, you know, going through, you know, a space battle or something like that. Is that true?
That is true. This is I want to pick one to my friend here, and he's going to answer this. Come here, Pine. He's distracting me on probably the interview.
Is this Chris Pine? You got Chris the Pine. Captain on board with you there?
We got the captain on board, yeah. And now that's shut him up. he ran a mile.
Yeah, he couldn't stop himself being part of our interview until you asked for him to join us, and then he's out of sight.
Oh my God, classic! Yeah, but I mean, look, the sets on this were pretty phenomenal. They did move and shake. We had to do less ourselves, so it was a win-win.
Well, it looks like a fantastic movie. It looks like it's got great special effects. It's got an amazing cast. Simon Pegg, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana. I mean, all of those people are fantastic.
Yeah, and on top of that, we've got Idris Elba and the stunning new actress that's busting out in this film, Sophia Patella, who's just shooting The Mummy with Tom Cruise. She's the next big thing, without doubt.
Fantastic.
I mean, all right.
We're going to take your word for it.
It's a joy when summertime comes around to have a movie like Star Trek Beyond to look forward to seeing this weekend, Carl. We always love catching up with you. Have fun with the Obamas today. Enjoy your time at the White House. And thanks so much for spending some time with us today, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Rob. You bet. At K-Rock.
Thanks, Carl. We appreciate it. Yeah! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Elizabeth Encinas from Los Angeles just won her tickets to go see Coldplay, giving them away all week long throughout the whole day on K-Rock. Rose Bowl, August 20th or 21st. She's also qualified to see the private Coldplay performance at a beach house in Cape Cod. Kevin, once again, Cape Cod is where?
Massachusetts. Thank you, Bean.
Look at this.
It's right in the city of Massachusetts.
It's not the Kevin I know.
State of Boston.
Geography? Well done. All right, it's 9:40. Rob is here. Time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Heard you guys talking to the great Carl Urban earlier in the hour. And
what a nice man.
Great guy. And he's a terrific actor, not only, of course, from Star Trek, but also from Dread. And just always fascinating to watch. Star Trek Beyond opens up this weekend. And Paramount Pictures has announced they're already working on a sequel. They announced yesterday that the crew will be returning. And an old cast member will return as well. This was the guy who appeared in the 2009 reboot, the first Star Trek film. Chris Hemsworth will return as Captain Kirk's dad, George Kirk. So I'm guessing there will be some time travel involved in that show. I cannot wait to see all the characters return. Captain Steve Kirk, he's going to be there. Kirk.
James Kirk, isn't it?
And Lieutenant O'Hara.
O'Hara.
And
Zink.
I don't know.
I think it's Uhura.
Dr. Bones Jones, he'll be back as well.
I heard he's going to be in
he's
it.
He's my favorite character from the old. I loved him from the series when DeForest Kelley played Dr. Bones Jones. It was really
what's happening
my
here.
Favorite. I love all those characters from Star Trek. I'm well versed in them as Bean obviously is. It seems like it was just mere moments ago where Bean was talking to Carl Urban.
Star Trek Beyond opens everywhere Friday.
Shut up and take my money.
We'll do it. We're very excited to welcome back to the program Carl Urban, one of the stars of the show. Of course, he is Dr. Bones Jones. Hey, Carl, how are you, man?
Dr. Bones Jones. Love Bones Jones.
Look, I know it. I know it's Dr. McCoy. It's always
what?
Been Dr. McCoy. It's not been.
I don't think so. I heard a guy on the radio say it was Dr. Bones Jones.
Is that his nickname in it?
It's not. Oh. No, I apologize for that. Look, there's no excuse. I'm not trying to make an excuse, but I'm looking at the phone to see if he's on the line. I've got the sound effects going on.
Oh,
I'm trying to read the copy.
No, it's so
and
hard being
I ended up just reading what was written instead of saying what sounded right in my mind. Mm-hmm. And
asshole.
I accept your score.
It is a
score.
Full-time job being you, son. Well, we all know that, and we feel for you. And if there's anything we can do, please don't hesitate to call. If you need any sort of support, because we're there for you.
It's harder than it looks, but I do the best.
But call the effort line. We don't want any calls directly from you.
Damn it, Jim! My name's McCoy.
I accept your score, and it was a bad mistake.
Kidding me? It was one of the highlights of the day.
It was
don't
pretty
ever
sweet.
Stop. You keep being you. Speaking of things that are coming back, I got to do this, and then I got to listen to her. But what am I going to do? It's news. Netflix announces new episodes of Making a Murderer.
Yay! Kids love murder.
Sadly, it's not a brand new murder. It's the same old murder. It's making more of this old murderer.
The same story?
Yeah,
well,
they're going
yeah,
back
they're still
into the
in
same
jail
story.
And they shouldn't be.
Or should they?
They shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Will Jerry Buting be there? Defense lawyer?
You kind of have a crush on him,
I
don't
you? I love
Ellie?
Him so much. Him and Dean Strang are the two defense lawyers. Kat loves Dean. I love Jerry.
Okay. Maybe that's why you're so worried about murders. You do nothing but watch murder on TV.
She is a big murder fan.
Murder's my favorite!
Well, the new installments will be on Netflix. This doesn't say here when it'll start, but look for it. Making a Murderer 2, Electric Boogaloo, it's called. So you can check that out.
But here's what's interesting, Ralph. And this is just like a serial guy getting a new trial as a result of that very popular podcast. This Netflix documentary really did shine a light on this case and how poorly it was prosecuted. And if it ends up resulting in a new trial or whatever, I think that's justice is being served.
Right.
That's all I'm saying is I'm happy to see them going forward with this.
So they didn't really prove their point in the first series, you're saying? So they
that's correct.
They got to take another swing at it.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I didn't watch, and
it was so good, Ralph. You would have really enjoyed. You would have been infuriated by the justice system in this country had you watched that.
Already series. There. I don't need this show to get there. Trust me, I'm good. Before
you
the show,
healthy hatred of-
I thought the criminal justice system was perfect. Now I watch this show, and I have questions.
But this guy's
I have criminal justice feelings now.
This guy's in jail for the rest of his life when, among other things,
what?
He had an alibi.
Hold on.
Well, not only him. Let's talk about the nephew, Brendan Dassey.
Right?
He shouldn't even be there.
So you're telling me
that's
there are
crazy.
Two people who have
yes!
been wrongfully convicted
yes!
in America?
In this same
I had no idea there was two of them.
Yep.
Well, thank God there's just the two, and everything else is good to go.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, maybe Judge Judy Moore knows more than I do.
Murder's my favorite!
Yeah, me too. Speaking of crimes, maybe we need a new lawyer on the show. Maybe we need to talk to a new lawyer.
Oh.
Maybe Harvey Levin's not quite sure what he's talking about.
Why?
Uh-oh.
I just remember Harvey Levin coming on this very program saying that Kanye West could be prosecuted for surreptitiously recording that phone conversation with the liar Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that was our understanding, too.
And he said he confirmed it.
California
oh, absolutely.
Law, right?
Oh, she's covered by the California law. Ooh, big trouble. Orders. Ooh, we got trouble. We got trouble right here in River City, he said, I remember. Well, it turns out that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West will not face any criminal prosecution for the recording of Taylor Swift because she had no expectation of privacy.
You don't think I feel bad?
This is a weird thing. I've never heard of this.
Well, Taylor knew she was being overheard. She knew she was on speakerphone. Okay. She knew she has Rick Rubin speaks up several times on the speakerphone to have a conversation with her. She knew Kim Kardashian was listening, and Kanye, of course, was listening. There was more than one person on the line. So there was no expectation of privacy because she was aware that she was on a conference call and, or a speakerphone call. And so in that case, there's no violation of the law.
Who knew?
Because there's more than one person listening in already. It's been established that there's a group of people in that room. Some she was aware of, some she may not be aware of, but she gave her consent to be on the speakerphone.
Who knew?
So she lied again about that whole legal thing.
I don't think she was saying that.
Oh, though. How about she threatened lawsuit? Was she, I will threaten you with criminal prosecution. Lying then, too, as well, Tom Bien.
What's the source of this updated story that there is no room to go forward?
That'd be TMZ and Harvey.
Oh, okay. So Harvey's having it both ways. It's
like apparently. Whatever way the wind blows, that's how Harvey goes. Whatever. The heck with the law, right? And he convicted those two guys who are in jail for murder.
Who?
On that Netflix show.
I don't think
Harvey.
That was not Harvey.
The criminal justice system revolves around that, Harvey Levin.
It's not the King.
So you get Zippo,
right.
Not a...
Zippo. Don't get me started.
Survey says...
Mm-hmm.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Absolutely. All this weak stuff. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Queen guitarist Brian May turns 69 years old today. Anthony Edwards turns 54. Benedict Cumberbatch. He was in one of those Star Trek movies. He played Khan.
Yeah,
that
that's
film.
Right.
Alan Khan, I think, was the name of his character. Remember, he took
Khan
on
Jones,
Dr. Bones Jones. They had that big fight, the big phaser fight. Captain Steve Kirk came along.
Okay.
And Mr. Alan Spock.
I got the name wrong.
Clark, Mr. Clark Spock.
I got the one name wrong, but all the rest
Dr.
of them.
Dr. Bones.
Right, but it Jim. Happened to be the guy that was playing that character on the phone at the same
the
time.
Phone. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jim. Jared Padalecki's 34. And UFC fighter John Bones Jones.
McCoy, isn't it McCoy?
Celebrates his 29th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, you know what we have? We have a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, Viggo Mortensen joins us in studio.
Let's stop and think about that for a moment, by the way.
No problem.
All right, back to you.
Okay, good. Are you done?
I'm done thinking.
Noodles from The Offspring will be on the program tomorrow.
Noodles Jones, I believe his name is. I don't think his full name.
And Simon Pegg, who plays Scotty Jones.
Oh, no.
Mr. Scotty Jones.
Tomorrow morning, along with your tickets for 21 Pilots and a meet and greet, that is tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.